please welcome to the stage Caroline Monello.
When I was 9 years old, my parents tell me that I didn't talk. And I don't think it's that I didn't talk, it's that I watched and listened more. My mom called it shyness, and it was a big problem. She would tell me, "Caroline, if you don't talk, people are not going to know how friendly you are. If you don't talk, people are not going to know how smart you are. If you don't talk, people are not going to know how great you are. So talk, socialize, make friends, it's worth it." Well, at 9 years old, I, you know, would listen, take this, think about it. And I thought, I have friends. I have a lot of friends, you know. I did. But all my friends were in books, because I love to read. There was Ramona the Pest, Stuart Little, Abraham Lincoln. He's a good friend. Helen Keller. They were all my friends. And I thought that was enough. Well, for a 9-year-old kid, another way to socialize, because I was like, what can I do besides talking, is sports. But I'm not an athletic person. At that age, the only athletic thing I would do was ride my bike. And every day in the summer, I would ride my bike to the library. And I'd go to the library, find a book, find a corner, sit in the corner, and hang out with my friends in the books. So, that was enough for me, but not for my mother. She was constantly giving me this advice to come out of my shell and overcome my shyness. So it was something that I was going to have to figure out. We lived in a small rural town in southwest Missouri, and we were the only Filipino family in our city, in our town. But in like a 60-mile radius, there was a number of families. In fact, there were a lot of them were people that my parents knew from college who had moved to this country just like us and, you know, had their families and were settling into life in this great country. Well, one time, one of the families decided to have an open house because they had built a new deck. And we were invited. It was a big deal. I know it was a big deal for my parents because they were going to be able to talk Tagalog, their language. They were going to be able to socialize, have some good Filipino food. And they were going to be able to nurture, you know, those friendships, talk about their experiences here. So, big deal. We were all about to, I'm the oldest of five kids. We were all going to get in the car and drive. This party was going to be 45 minutes away. But before we got into the car, my mother called me over, and she said, "Let me have your purse." So, okay, you know, it's one of these cute white purses, beaded. I got it at Six Flags. So I handed over the purse. And my mother opened it, and from within the purse, she pulled out my book! And the book was not going to the party. So I remember getting in the car and, you know, thinking about this. Okay. And I remember looking outside and seeing that it was rainy. I thought, yes, no playing outside. I don't have to worry about baseball. I don't have to worry about basketball. I don't have to worry about tag. We're going to be playing inside. And I thought, okay, well, okay, you can do this. You're going to go to this party. You don't have a book. You're going to talk. You're going to socialize. You're going to make friends. It's worth it. So we get to the house. Everybody's jumping out of the car. All the families are there. They're, you know, kids playing around. I think kids were mostly my age and younger. And the parents kind of go off into their own dimension, speaking their language and talking about how everybody's grown up and all that. So the kids went downstairs inside. So here I am downstairs looking around, kind of check out the scene. And there's a billiard table there, but it doesn't have a full set of balls, so kids are kind of doing something. I don't know what they were doing, but they were playing. Over on this side, there were some kids playing with their Hot Wheels. They had the tracks, and they were, you know, doing loops and whatever. And my brother went over to join them. And, you know, I was kind of sitting there thinking, okay, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to be a part of it. So somebody came up with the idea of playing a board game. I'm like, yeah, I can play a board game. So I remember going over to the table, pulling up, and, you know, ready to play. We started playing. I didn't even know what we were playing, but we were playing. And I remember during the game, I looked up and I looked around and I'm like, look at me. I'm talking. I'm answering questions. I'm asking questions. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And I felt really good. Well, we finished the game. And somebody said, well, let's play another game. They said, oh, well, the games are in the next room in the closet. Just go over there. Now, since I had just overcome this lifelong shyness, I volunteered. So I'm like, I'll get the game. So I did. I went to the other room, opened the closet, and there they were, the games. There was Clue, Sorry, Life, Monopoly, Checkers, a whole rest right there, all neat. And I was thinking, oh, yay. Look, which one will we have fun with? Look, 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 look. And then I noticed on the right, a bookcase. So I saw Laura Ingalls books. I saw Huckleberry Finn. I saw the Hardy Boys. All my friends! So I was looking at it, and I noticed one particular book. It was Animal Farm. Oh. Animal Farm. So I had seen this book at the library, and I had a big curiosity about it because I heard it was kind of sophisticated. You know, I could read this, you know, someday I'm going to be so sophisticated, I'm going to read this book. So I decided I was going to read the book. So before you know it, I'm sitting down in the beanbag chair, all comfy, reading, and I'm into it. This is the book I've been wanting to read, and here I am. Next thing you know, I hear ding, ding, ding. It's the dinner bell. What? And I realize, where am I? I'm at a party. I'm reading. I'm by myself. I'm not playing. I'm gonna get in so much trouble. So I stood up and I looked outside, you know, where's everybody? And nobody was there. They must have all gone out to play outside because the game wasn't coming. So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get in trouble. Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna run up those stairs and then I'm gonna run out to the deck and I'm gonna arrive at the deck where everybody's getting ready to eat out of breath. Because it'll look like I was playing. I was playing with everybody. So I thought about it. Okay, I'm doing it. So I ran up the stairs like two at a time and like pumping my arms thinking I'm gonna be out of breath. And I get to the top of the stairs and I look and I can see out at the deck. I can see people, you know, having their plates of noodles and people having their skewers of barbecue, having drinks. And then I can see in the distance my brother and he's running toward the house saying, T-T-E, time to eat. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna get out there at the same time that my brother arrives, and it'll be like I was playing with my brother. So I start running, I'm running. I could see everybody coming, I'm going, food smells really good. And just as I get to the door, I crash through this green door. I didn't see it, and I hit the ground. And I was knocked unconscious. But only for a short moment. But I was out, right? So when I came to, I remember a bunch of the dads were standing over me. Many of them were physicians, like my dad. And everybody was kind of like, they were, are you okay? What's going on? You know, somebody was fanning me. And I remember looking up at the sky, and it was sunny. So I thought, everybody was out playing. I blew it. I really blew it. So, you know, my dad came to me, and he's like, are you okay? And, yeah, I'm okay. He's like, okay, well, come over here. You'll feel better. Just sit down, get some food. Here's some water. Just settle down over here. So I did. I went over to the side and eating my noodles, kind of looking around like, does everybody know my secret? And I was just kind of taking it in. And then my mother came over. And my mother, she said to me, Caroline, what's going on? What happened there? What were you thinking? And I remember looking at her and thinking, well, the dinner bell rang, and I wanted to eat, and, you know, I was having fun playing. And she said, take it easy. You know, I didn't get in trouble. She's like, just take it easy. So I remember sitting there, and I missed the mark. And I was thinking, oh, so much for overcoming shyness. And at the same time, that's when I started, when I look back on it, I realized that was just the first of many other times I was going to miss the mark in overcoming my shyness. But look at me. About a personal failure with no notes. And so what I have learned is that it's not about making the mark, it's about making the effort. Right? So I want to tell you, miss the mark. Go ahead. It's worth it. Thank you.